The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday, the 7th week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today we come to the end of the daily cycle of readings, both from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel according to St. John. In the scriptures from today's Mass, we hear the conclusion of these two books on this, the last day before Pentecost. St. John writes, this is in John 21, "There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written." The implication of John's conclusion to the gospel is clear. The scriptures are necessary, but they're not enough. Something else is also needed. That something else is called sacred tradition. The Catechism of the Catholic Church elaborates on this point in paragraph 76. In keeping with the Lord's command, the gospel was handed on in two ways: orally, by the apostles who handed on by the spoken word of their preaching, by the example they gave, by the institutions they established, what they themselves had received, whether from the lips of Christ, from his way of life and his works, or whether they had learned it at the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and in writing, by those apostles and other men associated with the apostles, who, under the inspiration of the same Holy Spirit, committed the message of salvation to writing. In short, there are two sources of what is called the deposit of faith, the content of the faith: sacred scripture and sacred tradition. The scriptures are those parts of God's revelation that are written down, the Bible. Sacred tradition is the part of God's revelation that is handed on in the church through her liturgy, sacraments, moral teaching, saintly witness, and other means. This makes perfect sense when you think about it. First, because Jesus alludes to this in his teaching, and so it corresponds with his will. Second, because the church preceded the writing of the New Testament. The Gospels and Epistles came out of the living church, and not the other way around. The church existed before the Bible was completed. So scripture and tradition are not in competition or conflict. And the Catechism clarifies this when it says, "For both of them, flowing out from the same wellspring, come together in some fashion to form one thing and move towards the same goal." And Jesus took great care in fashioning his church to assure us that through her we would receive a full share in the saving truth of his word. The fact that divine revelation is preserved and transmitted in two forms also helps us to avoid the temptation or the tendency to reduce the content of the faith to a list of propositions or interesting facts. Living the faith is an exercise both of the mind and of the heart. Together, scripture and sacred tradition appeal to and activate our whole being so that the Word of God in all its power can permeate us, direct us, and transform us. God bless you.